Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which he rewrites in the style of a great composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to identify that hidden tune, and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Chuck Romportal is on the line from Hopkins, Minnesota. Chuck, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you. Chuck, what's your musical background?
Well, I started piano lessons at third grade and organ lessons in grade 10, and I've been playing ever since. I did get a music ed degree. I've been a church choir director and organist, and I dabble at arranging and composing sacred choral music.
So music is an ongoing and regular part of your life.
Absolutely.
Well, a piano puzzler is about to be part of your life as well. Bruce will play this. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer Bruce is imitating. Chuck, if you need any assistance, I'm standing by and I can join in as best I can.
I may have to call upon you.
Let's find out. Here's Bruce Adolph, Chuck, with your piano puzzler. Wow. Chuck, what do you make of that?
Holy guacamole. Would I be completely wrong if I said I heard the hand of the great composer Bruce Adolph in that piece?
Well, that is always a little bit of that.
Yeah, all right. The composer that comes to mind is Olivier Messiaen.
Correct.
Wow.
Very good.
And
wonderful.
Thankfully, he has some organ repertoire, which I've played, so I'm kind of familiar with that. But the tune is very cleverly disguised. And
don't blame me. It was Messiaen who was
coming up blank with that at the moment.
Well, let's go back to Olivier Messiaen, and I want to give you full credit for that. That is a composer who doesn't pop up very often on piano puzzlers, and for you to name Olivier Messiaen right out of the gate, Chuck, that's extraordinary.
Well, thank you.
Nicely done. So about that tune, would you like to hear some of this again?
Yes, please.
All right. I have to say it is tricky because the harmonies, being Messiaen's harmonies, don't support any of the tonality of the tune.
I recognize that fact.
So it makes it a lot harder, but here we go.
Thank you. time it came to me.
Oh, yeah?
When you wish upon a star.
Exactly. You know, that's great. And I have to say, I chose that tune because of Messiaen's Canyon to the Stars. It was just a verbal connection.
Yes, and
Bruce, I thought I heard some other little things that Olivia Messiaen, in addition to being a fascinating composer and somebody with an amazing life story, he loved birds.
Yes,
did
That's
I hear
what
some?
Tipped me off too, as the bird calls.
Yeah, I used a lot of his techniques. So if you don't know one technique, you might know the other.
Yes,
there's also rhythmic things like speeding things up and slowing them down. We also have. You know, Messiaen like to speed up, to compress, and then to stretch a line. So that's there, too.
To play with the passage of time, yeah. Olivier Messiaen, the composer in question for this week's Piano Puzzler, and the tune, When You Wish Upon a Star. Chuck, so beautifully done. You got them both.
Well, thank you. This was most enjoyable.
And for us as well. And Chuck, when you're not calling in, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
On KSJN in St. Paul and Minneapolis, which I first began listening to in 1967.
Wow. When the station first went on the air, that's NPR, Classical Minnesota Public Radio. Chuck Rumportal calling from Hopkins, Minnesota. Thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
And thank you. I certainly enjoyed it.
As did we. And Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Bye, Fred.